whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. Nick Caserio was on the show yesterday. Good interview, good conversation. A lot of good feedback on that. You can get it on the podcast, Payne and Pendergast, on the Odyssey app. We asked Nick right out of the shoot, what are the vibes? How are we feeling? How are we feeling about heading into the postseason? Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, definitely appreciated the opportunity. I think when you kind of turn the page and you get through the regular season, to have your team in a position to compete when you're playing meaningful football in December and January, it carries a certain weight along with it. So everybody's excited about the opportunity in front of us. We had a great sort of first day of preparation, first day of work. We were actually out there on a field yesterday practicing on a Tuesday, which isn't normal, but the fact that the game is Sunday, we've kind of structured the schedule, and what we found is when we work, we play good football. So the players were focused, the players had the right mindset. It's not easy because you come off the heels of a Sunday game and you got to kind of turn the page, but everybody understands what's in front of us and the awareness is heightened and everybody's excited about the opportunity in front of us against a good Los Angeles team that's coming in here on Saturday.
So the relevant part of that I thought was interesting was he said when we work, you know, on these short weeks, we tend to play better. And I know they've kind of you know, messed around with like what's their approach during a short week. Do you prioritize rest and recovery and load management, or do you get out there on the practice field? And it sounded to me, the way I was taking it, was like, okay, there, you know, some teams might in a short week, especially at the end of the season, say, all right, rest is paramount, so we'll do a walkthrough or something. It sounds like D'Amico and Caserio realize, like, no, we got to get out there and practice. These guys play better when they're out there getting practice.
In re-listening to him, we're going to play what Clint Sterner thought of this in just a second, because he took it, I think, in a different direction than we took it.
Yeah.
And then a different direction in what I think Nick meant by stressing when we work, because he emphasized work. But in re-listening to it, I didn't catch this the first time, but he said, we've structured the schedule.
Yeah.
And we found out that when I didn't hear the structure of the schedule part. This sounds to me like exactly what you're talking about, Seth. It's like, hey, man, like we have to operate a certain. We find when we operate this way the week of a game, we play better on Sunday, or in this case, Saturday.
Yeah.
It's just a better version of the Texans. Now, there are people out there that may have heard it the same way that the guys in the afternoon, specifically. I know Tyler confirms that he's heard it that way, and Clint as well. And I don't know if Ron was on board with that as well, based on this audio. I was listening at the time. I apologize, but I know Clint was so emphatic about it that's the one I remember.
Yeah, we heard it. Clint and I heard it differently.
Yeah. Here's the drive yesterday.
You heard him there, Clint. He said when we work, damn it, we play well. What he said. Now, Clint's fingers are. If you can't probably see it, the camera that low on YouTube, but Clint's fingers are banging a little bit on the table ever so slightly. What jumped out when you heard that part of the interview?
You tell me when you hear general manager or head coach in week 19 of the season, we know when we work, we play well. We play good football. I'm sorry. When we work, we play good football. Tyler, you're a huge Texans fan. You cover a little closer than most folks, so I think there's a good straddle there of what do you hear right there? You tell me.
That tells me on the front end, and just so everybody knows, me and you haven't even talked about this, Clint, so I hope I'm right. But it tells me, hey, there's possibly been some weeks this season, this football season, where the proper work has not been put in. Is that what you're feeling?
Absolutely.
With it?
100%. Okay. When we work, we play good football. Yeah, like that the fact that we're at a spot where we, like, our good football is dependent on if and when we work, and we work hard and we work detailed and we work well. The fact that we're there 2 years in, really, it's obviously with Nick, it's 4 years, I think, but with D'Amico and this team, we've won 20 ball games in 2 years, and here we sit and we're talking about when we work, we play good football. Now,
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so this is where Clint and I differ. I think Clint took that as he heard it like what he said at the end, when we work hard, when we work detailed and work well. Clint's adding some adjectives there that put it on the players, I think, on like the actual, like, okay, are they actually working hard? I very much felt like, and the way I understood it, the way I felt about it at the moment was just that he's talking about the actual practice schedule.
Yes.
Because especially on short weeks, practices at the end of the season, that's a lot of time and energy goes into the head coaching job of like trying to figure out, all right, what's the pulse of this team? Does the team as a whole need rest? Or do we need to get out there and practice? And what tempo is the practice going to be? Are we going to be in shoulder pads for 9-on-7 or whatever it might be? That's how I took it. I did know in the moment that I felt like the way Nick had phrased it, that other people might take it the way Clint did.
Yeah.
But I just, and then we would go on to talk a little bit about load management, and that kind of buttressed my thoughts on what Nick was saying.
Yeah, I thought it clarified.
Yeah, it's really a matter of just, and especially because he was talking about how do you approach a short week. We went out and we had a practice on a Tuesday instead of maybe a walkthrough or something like that. I don't put that on the players not working hard or paying attention to detail. I think that's more just what every NFL coach is doing this time of year is like, you got to make that really hard decision about preparation versus rest. And that what Nick and D'Amico and others have realized is like, okay, you know what? Like, we just flat out, when we get out there and practice, yeah, it just might not be the safest thing injury wise and everything, but we play better in the game.
Yeah. I think too, look who we're talking about here. We're talking about Nick Caserio has come on this show 50 times probably, right? Yeah. Like once a month for the last 4 years, and name a time where he has thrown a player or a coach under the bus in the way that construing that audio would have him doing.
Yeah.
Would be implying that he's got a team of guys that don't work hard or don't put in the work or don't put in the necessary work in order to be a good football team.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that would be totally out of character for him to do, to come in and have that take on this show.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So
whether there's any truth to it or not, I don't think he would air that on a radio show.
Honestly, that's where I think so much of the challenge of coaching these days, when you have so many resources available to you, is learning, okay, like D'Amico embraces the sports science of things, but D'Amico also understands, yeah, there's still an old school football element to this, and just over like football or any other team, we're like, all right, if you want to get better as a team, you got to try to find that balance between, am I pushing them too hard? Do I need to back off? Like anybody who's in charge of large groups of people in the military know this, like very military officers actually know this better than football coaches do, mm-hmm. like the importance of R&R, but you got to try to balance it out and everything.
Yep.
A lot of football coaches are out there like pretending to be their movie version of a general without understanding like, all the stuff that generals understand. So I think that's, it's interesting, and I think the part about it, just however, whatever opinion you had of that and whether you think Clint was more correct or like my hearing of it was more correct, it's a reminder to me that this is still a very young team in a lot of regards. You've got a lot of older vets there, but a lot of your key players, and including some of the older vets, are new to the team. So some of the young players are new to the league and new to the team.
MO's
a lot of the older
man.
Guys are new to this scheme,
yep.
both offensively and defensively. And you got to find that balance of like, all right, you know what? There's some teams that are kind of well-oiled machines already. And if they got the right veteran rookie balance, you can go out there and have 3/4 speed practices or half speed practices this time of year. The Texans aren't there yet.
No.
And it sounds like that's what D'Amico and Caserio have kind of realized as well. It's like, all right, yeah, like, yeah, sure. The GPS numbers don't look great as a whole, but the first and foremost, we gotta get the operation better. We gotta be out there practicing.
Does it move anything for you with this game when you hear like they've clearly done the research and that when they operate this way, they just play much better, that they recognize that and they're operating that way for this game?
On a short week, right?
Because
that was the big part that you and I even ignored too, is like that it's the short week dynamic too.
Yeah. And they've been good on short weeks this year.
They're 0-4 in short weeks and with a loss to the Jets.
Yeah.
So yes, it does, because you know, again, going back to the whole, okay, do they need rest or whatever? Like, they had a mini bye week before the Titans game. And then in the Titans game, a lot of their starters only played minimal reps.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, you know, just even, like, not a full slate of reps. I think energy-wise and like trying to kind of vibe check them just through interviews and everything, it feels like they're pretty refreshed and they can, they're physiologically capable of embracing the psychological message of, hey, new season. You know, like, hey, wash out, wash the taste of your mouth out of any of the things that we couldn't get accomplished. Like, this is a clean slate. So, yeah, I do feel good about it.
Yeah. Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll dig into the game deep tomorrow. Chargers, Texans, I'm getting excited for this over at NRG. Should be a great day. Great day for tailgating, great day for football, and hopefully a great day for a Texans victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. Could it be going any more differently for the two rookies from last season's Rockets team right now? We'll explain, have some audio for you coming up next.